This is a GQDN for Friday, January 12th, 2024. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Go to the checkout line, put in the code QUEST, and you get 25% off of your purchase. Lots of good stuff there. Very good tasting stuff there. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. Oh, we got a lot of GQ2 stuff up. Tomorrow's going to be pretty interesting, too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of Xbox. Got a whole bunch of PlayStation stuff. And a game announcement. Here we go. But we start today with Discord. And full disclosure, we have Discord ourselves. Okay, if you want our Discord, go to thegroupquest.com and there's a link right there to our Discord. But according to Destructoid, Discord will be laying off 17% of its staff. And that'll be across the different departments. And that is 170 people. So what the CEO, Jason Citron, did say about that is, quote, that'll be to help, quote, sharpen our focus and improvement the way we work together to bring more agility to our organization. Now, according to Citron himself, they were increasing 5 times ever since 2020. And they took on more projects, and that became less efficient on how they operated. So Discord's laying off some people. Well, while they're doing that, Sony is working on PlayStation Stars. In fact, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, they did acknowledge that PlayStation Stars, the glitch, did occur over the holiday period back in December. And that happened between Christmas and New Year's. But some players didn't get any points for their purchases, while others received more points than what they should have. And some people did get points accidentally, and some were accidentally revoked. So here's what PlayStation did say there on Reddit via a statement that they made. Quote, hello, thank you for shopping on PlayStation Store between December 26, 2023 and January 2nd, 2024. As a member of both PlayStation Stars and PlayStation Plus, you earn PlayStation Star points for that activity. Unfortunately, due to a system error, you are awarded the incorrect number of points. The error has now been fixed, and your points balance has been corrected. We appreciate your understanding and apologize for the inconvenience. I wonder if people were trying to buy this game. Here's the announcement. Via Push Square and ESTNN, Smite 2 is indeed coming. Now, Titan Forge Games did confirm that Smite 2 is coming this year. And that goes with some revamped engines, graphics, reworks, and a new playable god. Now, some people were checking out some leaks, but Smite said on X, quote, announcing Smite 2, a true sequel to the mythological third-person MOBA. Built from the ground up in Unreal Engine 5, more godlike impact, strategy, and creativity than ever before. Wish list and sign up for the alpha now. They also said, quote, Smite 2 features a diverse roster of gods from mythological pantheons, all updated in Unreal 5. Some will stay true to the versions you know and love in Smite 1, and some will have new animations, FX, and even reimagined abilities. Rocket Jump, Ymir incoming. Oh, and what about the new god? Well, here's another post that they had. Introducing Hecate, the first all-new god exclusive to Smite 2. She brings an elegant play style to Smite 2 with her ranged and magical abilities, and her magic allows her to reach through dimensions and even travel within the liminal space itself. There's a lot more that goes on to that. So you can check out the entire X line, Twitter line, if you follow the Smite game. So a lot of things coming with Smite 2. And they are releasing a lot of that stuff on Twitter. But where could that be played at? Well, according to Push Square, you can find that on PlayStation 5. I wonder if it's going to be on other consoles. Might want to keep your ears open. You know we will. New game. Speaking about games, like we ever do, Final Fantasy 16, the producer, Naoki Yoshida, said it might be time for the older people to step aside. In fact, this comes to us from IGN, so you know that they get the exclusives. And here's what Yoshida did say, quote, "For the moment, I'll just say nothing has been decided yet. That said, if I had to say something about that, I've had the chance to work on two of these, Final Fantasy XIV and Final Fantasy XVI. So maybe it's time for someone new, you know, instead of having the same old guys handle the next one. I think in some ways it's good to look to the future and bring a younger generation with more youthful sensibilities to make a new Final Fantasy with challenges that suit today's world. So what do you think? Should the old step aside for the new?" Now, IGN also said that, Last of Us Part 2 composer is now playable in the remastered guitar mode. Here's what Naughty Dog did say on Twitter, or X. "Yes, you can play the banjo in The Last of Us Part 2, remastered guitar free play mode, and you can even do it with a familiar face." Nice. Now, here's something a little bit interesting. If you have battery-powered controllers, like I do, or even something battery-powered keyboards, mice, such and such, because the next generation batteries may be coming to you faster than what you think, according to PCGamer.com, and that is because AI may be helping out. So there were some researchers at the PNNL, and they were using Microsoft's Azure Quantum Elements platform, and they were able to use the battery materials that use less lithium. Now, the AI data sorting did have 23 potential candidates, and it took the system about 80 hours. And PNNL was able to take one of these candidates, and that was to produce the working a battery with it. Now, there's some other things that they do talk about in the article, but we'll leave it at that, because this may be a good thing. This also might be a good thing. IGN said that classic Konami games, such as Felix the Cat and Rocket Knight, are going to be re-released. Now, Felix the Cat will have both the NES game and the Game Boy game, while it's dubbed the Rocket Knight Adventures. The Rocket Knight Adventures Resparked will also include Rocket Knight Adventures, Sparkster, Rocket Knight Adventures 2, and Sparkers, but there are no release dates for either game, though they will come out in PlayStation 4 and 5 and Nintendo Switch. Now, there are some price points, though. The physical editions, standard and classic editions of Felix the Cat, will be available at $35 and $65 respectively. And the $65 one will have a CD soundtrack, reversible poster, and NES inspired package alongside the standard disc. Rocket Knight Adventures Resparked will come in standard, classic, and ultimate edition, and they'll be priced at $35, $65, and $135. The classic includes a CD soundtrack, reversible poster, steelbook, and retro inspired packing. The ultimate would also include the Sparkster statuette, comic design documentation collection, and a mini cartridge display case and a certificate of authenticity. There are some other collections that will be announced too, and they will be revealed on February 24th. And Konami is also making some quality of life upgrades and other improvements. Interesting. The pre-orders are from January 19th to February 18th, and that'll be at limitedrungames.com, and they are forever physical. Blue News did say that Sandland will be coming on April 26th. Now, that is going to be an action RPG, and it will be coming to PC via Steam. The date is listed on April 25th. PlayStation 4 and 5, and Xbox Series X and S. It'll have a standard, deluxe, and collector's edition. And the pre-orders are up, including a release date trailer, which they have posted on the site. Now, Push Square said that there are some games coming for January and February for PlayStation 5. Here's some heavy hitters. Be ready Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, Last of Us Part 2 Remastered, Tekken 8, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, and Final Fantasy Rebirth. You're talking about the 18th of January all the way to February 29th. And that's just a sample. Matter of fact, there's a bunch of other games that are coming out as well, such as the arcade Game Zone, Paradise Killer, Grimblue Fantasy Relink, Helldivers 2, Skull and Bones. That's looking better for Skull and Bones. Along with quite a few other games with that. But if you got Xbox, this weekend, EA just took over. The free play days is up via the Xbox Wire. And it started on Thursday and it's going all the way to Sunday, January 14th at 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. No, 11:59 p.m. Pacific time. My bad, but it's correct now. Yep. So, it's all the EA Sports games. FC 24, Madden, NHL 24, and F1 23. And you can play them. Well, there are other ones too, PGA Tour, and, well, you know, baseball. Yeah. Anyway, that is it for this week. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge. We're going to talk about all the news this week, all the layoffs that happened. Maybe CES too. Interesting. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.